wait, sold out?
We've warned you. We've been warning you to sign up and register.
What is this, by the way, since we're still kind of new on
these? We're celebrating, so.
Oh, we're celebrating. This is our hamburger celebration.
10 minutes on the clock, and when it rings, we're done. Our show's 10 minutes each week.
There we go.
We're here with behind-the-scenes info from the PDC Planning Committee, and we're done. We're sold out.
Sold out. Congratulations.
I guess we can go home now.
That's right. We can go home now. So we're sold out. It sounds like you can't, you know, physically come to campus anymore then for the show? Is that what you're telling me?
Except for maybe one lucky person.
What does that mean? That sounds obscure to me.
Well, we have sold out, but we held back one pass.
So is that really sold out?
Yeah, I think it's sold out.
Okay, sold out
enough.
All right, so there's a pass.
There's one free pass that you can win. So if you go to the Channel 9 forum where this video is posted, in that forum, don't email us.
So below our video.
Exactly,
right now, okay,
exactly.
That little thread, yeah.
We want to know why you would like to come to the PDC in person, in Redmond, and physically attend it here. And we're just going to be subjective about which story we like best, and we're going to award one free pass to somebody.
So, hi, I'm Mike. I've always wanted to visit the Microsoft campus. Please give me a pass. But you want something longer than that basically says, here's why I feel like I need to be there in person.
I didn't say anything about length.
Okay, good. Whatever. Totally open-ended.
Why? But we're just going to pick a totally open-ended.
Could it include photos and images if I want?
Yes.
Ooh. Interesting. Could it include links to videos that I make?
It could include chocolate.
It could kind of be anything, right? Just
anything.
As long as you cover that topic.
Yeah.
So
why
when
do
are
you
we
want
gonna,
that one last pass?
When are we going to, next week's show, we'll let everybody know who won?
Yeah, we can
won.
Pick the winner by next, so you got to keep watching.
So a little trick there, huh? So next week's show, we'll announce right here
our
favorite
winner.
And who the winner is. And they're going to get a conference pass.
Yes. Worth $1,000.
Pay for their own flight and hotel and all that. But they're going to get the conference pass, and they're going to be able to get into
it. And that is the last one available.
I was saying, get into a sold-out conference.
Yes.
Pretty cool. Can't wait to see what people do.
But don't cry for me, Argentina.
Argentina, yeah. Okay.
Because you can stay home and still see all of the PDC content live. Again, we've been talking about how we're going to stream not only the keynotes live, but every single breakout session over both Thursday and Friday will be streamed live. So you can join in on the fun. And actually, we're investing quite a bit in this online experience,
absolutely.
Right?
And before we get to the details of that, because I do want to cover it, there's a couple questions we've had that kind of relate to this a little bit. The first one there from on Channel 9, actually our show Blimp, asks about free parking at the conference center.
How does that relate to anything online?
We just got to get it in. we got to answer the questions. These are people asking questions.
Yes, free parking.
Free parking, you're
Building
right.
Building 33.
All right, so now, here we go. JT Sanders, also on Twitter, thinking about a PDC, he called it a watching party.
Cool.
Which sounds like basically kind of gathering a bunch of friends and watching the stream of the keynote.
Back home, at your office, local coffee shop, whatever y'all want to get together.
Yeah, you bet. I think it's a great idea.
Love it.
Put it on the Twitter stream, and I think it's fantastic.
And also keep your ear to the ground in your local offices. They might be having some PDC, from the Microsoft local offices, some PDC fun as well.
So trying to organize some of those so that people who can't or just want to get together
some
with other
developers.
Some
of the cities are going to be doing
that. Yeah, so that's a cool idea too.
Yeah.
But it all, kind of to your point now, revolves around that online experience and what we're trying to do this year.
Which is it free?
It's absolutely free.
Do you have to tell me your name or anything? Do you have to sign in and tell me who you are?
I might have to, but no one else does. No, you absolutely don't, right? You can just walk right up to MicrosoftPDC.com, click on a link, don't give us any information, you don't have to register. I mean, anybody, my dad, who would probably watch this, but, you know, could actually, anybody can tune in, watch anything at the event.
I love
and
it.
Not just the keynote, right?
Oh,
we got more. So we should talk a little bit about this because we are sold out. This is going to become the way to really interact with PDC or maybe go to one of the subs or one of these watching parties. That's, of course, another way to do it. So we've always done the keynote. You mentioned that.
Yep.
We do it in high definition. You can do a kind of a full screen experience.
Yep.
We continue to evolve the player that we have here. So you can do kind of what you do on your TiVo or you pause live or Media Center. You pause your live stream, right?
Yes.
So you can kind of jump in whenever you want. If you have to go to the restroom or something, you can pause and come back. It's got all of that. Closed captioning is also in the plans. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
We're even talking about, now we're not promising here, we're trying.
Don't hold us to it. Four languages.
Four live.
Live languages.
Translated languages.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Well, it means simplified Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, and French.
So I can tune in and I'm going to see text or I'm going to hear it?
It's going to be an audio.
Okay, so it's live audio translation in those languages.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's the plan of record.
The plan of record,
We share early thinking if plans do change.
And actually, we'd love feedback on this because we're still early enough in the building phase, excuse me, that if you have suggestions about what you'd want to see in that online streaming experience, we do have time to integrate some of it. I know one of the other features that's really exciting is we've always done kind of Twitter integration to the point where we kind of list the Twitter stream or the tweet stream right next to the keynote.
Right.
We're, of course, going to do that, but we're also adding a way to do some Q&A, like moderated Q&A.
Live Q&A.
So you can sit there and watch, and you can type your question. It'll be moderated and answered right then, right there, while you're watching the keynote. But it's not just keynotes, right?
It's every single breakout session.
So not just recorded.
No.
Live.
Everything.
Live.
Live.
So this is, you know, all the rooms we're going to have, which at the conference center, three or four or something like that. Mm-hmm. Rooms that will basically broadcast kind of like what we've done with keynotes, it sounds.
Totally.
Right? Live. All of them?
All of them. And if you have the skill to do so, you can watch all of these in the same time.
Do I look surprised? That's very cool. Totally cool. And they're all high def.
Yeah.
I've seen the kind of the early versions of the player. Again, we'd love feedback. But, you know, the content that's going to show up on kind of on the screen if you're sitting there in person will be full high-def quality. So when we go into Visual Studio and we start working with code, you're going to be able to read it all, which is a big concern.
Yep.
We have also two cameras that we're planning for the speaker. Everyone tells us that they love the what we call the headshot, kind of what we're looking at right here, right? Like to see the speaker as they're doing the presentation.
Yep.
We'll have that there, and you can turn that on and off. And I know there's a bunch of other options. But that Q&A that we talked about
That's
in the
huge.
Twitter stream is also there for the sessions.
Yes.
So the idea as a presenter isn't just hello room, hello physical attendees.
Right.
It's really hello everyone who's attending the PDC in person or out there in the world, and you can ask questions.
That's right.
That's very cool.
We're also putting in these markers, so when something really interesting gets said during the talk, people can go back later if you bookmark that and say, I want to really remember that. It's like kind of like writing in the margin for like a book.
Taking so like a demo that's really cool, I could plop a marker on there.
Exactly.
That's very cool. Another one, as a matter of fact, I think you can share those.
That's right.
I think the plan is that you could tweet that link to that spot in the video. So if you saw something really cool, hey, late-breaking cool demo on whatever the thing is, you can tweet it out. People can jump right into the stream and see it.
Very cool.
And by the way, the live stream of the sessions, these three or four sessions that we live stream simultaneously, work just like the keynote.
Yep.
So I can show up later and jump back in time and pause and get all that functionality. It really is an up-leveling of that online conference experience.
Right. The other thing that we've been talking about building into the experience is taking like real-time poll results.
Yeah.
So people are like, you know, like almost like a dig, thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing. Do you like this?
Mm-hmm.
And depending on, you know, the speaker and how much real-time feedback they can take. But at least their teammates, their coworkers will be watching this and kind of understanding the response to what is being said.
Yeah, and the way I saw it, at least on the mock-ups that we've seen, it looked really good, is kind of on the timeline, a little blurb pops up there, kind of a little comment box, asks the question. You can click the poll and see the live real-time results. So a speaker could ask a question in the context of their presentation and, you know, within seconds start seeing results. Which then I believe is recorded as part of that stream.
It is.
So if you come back later and watch it, you're gonna see those poll results.
Yeah, like a heat map.
Kind of like a heat
map.
Matter of fact, speaking of that, there was a some of the stats they're building into the player that we'll also expose. At least we hope we can expose these stats. Now, over the timeline at the bottom, they've kind of overlaid the number of viewers.
Right.
So how, you know, when do people show up for the session? How long do they stay? When does it trail off? Unfortunately, hopefully never. But we'll kind of get some data there. Because, you know, although we've always offered recorded sessions after the fact, it's kind of a singular experience if I'm somebody who couldn't attend but I download it. I just kind of sit there in my own time and watch. There's no sense that I'm watching it or interacting with
anyone. That's right.
But in this case, I can actually see that there are others that are watching the same stream, they're asking questions, and so on.
Yeah, so it's more of a shared experience.
It kind of is.
The other thing that's cool is the guide that we're building.
The guide?
So, well, it's like when you turn the TV on and you want to see what are on all the different channels, we're going to have a guide for all of our different sessions.
So like in this room, in these time slots, kind of a TiVo Media Center idea again. That's pretty cool. I like how I pretend like I don't know this. totally cool. So we're going to have live, high-def streaming keynote.
Right.
Plus three or four rooms live, high-def streaming sessions with all the same functionality, Q&A and all that. Plus...
Wait for it.
What, you say it.
Our Channel 9 Live
guys. Channel 9 Live. So yet another stream, high-def stream.
Yes.
From the Channel 9 Live guys.
So the Channel 9 Live desk will be kind of telling us what's going on across all these different rooms, all these different tracks. Kind of like an ESPN,
a sports center.
Yeah, sports center, yeah. Saying all the highlights from all the different games.
Very cool.